name Ziv Aleph. If a nasi lo yiragam b'yaisim ishtay ela ba'oina b'ur b'tayim. A person who is married should not have marital relations with wife more often than the type of oina that was prescribed to him in the Torah. Each person, depending on what he's doing, has different amounts. Tayyolim shebenasim esuyi lehem ein poyim mas oinasim b'chayyot. Type of person that has some easy panosa, he's a healthy person, and he doesn't have to pay taxes, so he doesn't have any pressures. He is once a day. Ba'alim shayisim malocha v'yacheres v'lan b'chol layim v'vateim pam achas v'shavua. The person who works all day out of the city and then he sleeps at home, he has more pressure in his life and less free time, so it's only once a week. Ba'alim malocha v'yirim pamayim v'shavua. He does the work in his own city, then it's twice a week. Chamorim echol ba'ashavua. Donkey drivers once a week. Gambolim echol shloishim yoyim. Camel drivers once every 30 days. Tafon echol shishav adoshim. Sailors once every 6 months. Oyin tamachochim le'lishan le'l Shabbos. Tamachochim, this oyin is once a week on le'l Shabbos. And the rest of the other time, he's supposed to give himself over more to his limudat Torah. Marish Nebrisha Brew brings that nowadays it's recommended even for Tam Yechomim twice a week. Well, Adam Sofdiv goes Hisha B'lel Tvila. The night that your wife goes to Tvila, he has to be with his wife. And also B'shosh Yeser Deach. If he's going to a trip, a longer trip, out of town trip, then also he has to be poked her before that. L'chein im ish toy menike v'hu makir v'ho l'shim ish altosu. Even if she's nursing or pregnant, but if he sees that she's going out of her way to try to attract him, he should take the remez, and it's a proper thing to be with her also. When he's together with his wife, he shouldn't think of his own pleasure. He has a chayv towards his wife, and also the mekayim mitzvah of a kodesh bochul to have children. Oiskim b'toyim mekayim mitzvahs yisrael. Chayim mechavim l'tikun havlad. He does it for the benefit of the fetus, which is the shishu chadoshim achrayim. The last 6 months of pregnancy is yofelo. It's good for the blood. Itachay yotzim alubin rezuz. It makes the fetus stronger. It's also acceptable. Chayim mechavim l'gdar atzma kodesh alisav la'aveira ki roy itch. Then also it's a proper thing. So basically, you have the regular oida, then you have Leil Tvila, the time he's going to Derech, or when he sees his wife going out of his way to attract him. And when he does that, he should have in mind to became his choy for his wife, not for his personal things, and also have children. And based on this also, when his wife's in the last 6 months of pregnancy, also time that one can have extra Shemitah for the benefit of the fetus, and also if he has a Yetzirah, and this is the way he controls the Yetzirah by being with his wife, it's also good. First, on a higher level, he should control his Yetzirah, not always give in to it. More a person goes after Taivas Tashmish, the more he has his desire for it, and he doesn't get satiated. Person has no real need for the Tashmish, just he's arousing his Yetzer Hara. That's why he does it, is improper. If he's always running after his Taivas, he'll eventually do it both in a, that is also. Even a person who causes himself to have a kishui, or erection, just that one, it also should be put into a nidi. Excommunicated because he's going in a mahalach that's going to bring him to the big avos.